broadcasting live from the ESPN 690 and Ajar and Levine studios.
This is Action Sports Jax on ESPN 690 with Brent Martineau and Austin Lane.
There is also, yeah, fans do not seem to be that happy. Interestingly enough, if I ever tweet about the Jaguars and then you go in my mentions, you will see many pictures of me with like a clown face.
Oh, yeah.
because one time I reported that Balky was staying and then a certain segment of fans thought that that meant I was for that. And then they all drew clown faces.
Clown time, dude. Welcome to clown time, pal. That's what it is while Balky.
Ian Rappaport on Pat McAfee Show. I think it's great. It's so funny. At least he has fun with it, too, a little bit, you know?
For sure, man.
Just wild. Just wild. I can't get over where we're at.
Yeah.
I will say this. I thought of this, by the way, before I jumped on Twitter about guys saying, you got to ask tough questions. Okay. I've said this countless times in the show last couple weeks. If Trent Baalke is the guy. Mm-hmm. At that opening press conference of the next head coach.
Yep. I'm listening.
I mean, Shad Khan is going to field more uncomfortable questions than he's ever felt as the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And the head coach is going to be put in a very uncomfortable situation because nobody is really that interested in that at the moment. Like, mm-hmm. if that were to be the case.
Yeah.
And so, from a PR standpoint, that's going to be a rough day. And by the way, this last year, it's been some big PR hits to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
You know? From Urban Meyer hire, which is polarizing, to Chris Doyle, to Urban Meyer not flying back with the team and ending up in a bar in Ohio after the Cincinnati game, to reports out of the building about Urban Meyer, to the James Robinson benching, to the clown campaign, to all the bulky stuff. What am I missing? Probably more. So, and now...
Well, I mean, the Josh Lambo thing.
Josh Lambo?
Got kicked.
And now supposedly. This process, yep. right? I mean, yeah. this whole hiring process, which is going on, which is in 30 days. It's at 30 days right now. So, it is going to be... Again, I'm not a believer that Balky's going to be on that podium. And maybe that's the thing. Maybe they just don't put him on the podium.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it, right? Maybe I just solved their problem.
Yeah.
Just don't put him on the podium. Well,
but once again, you think Shad Khan's going to be on the podium?
I do.
Because, okay.
I do.
And there, here's
Shad
the one
Khan
thing.
Will be there when they introduce the coach.
And here's the one thing about the whole situation where people want, and I was taking a couple of them too, but, you know, I mean, I tiptoe the line of the media. you know, I'm the media bad boy, if you will, you know? I got diplomatic immunity. I can say whatever I want to say with no repercussions.
Well, like I said, I told somebody, I said, well, Austin's going to be really careful. He still wants to play for the Jags someday. And might
I saw that. Yeah.
Might get some checks from
Well,
Sean.
Hey, you keep winning two games, you might have to give me a call. Anyways, though, I think people got to understand, like, how many owners actually, and take Jerry Jones out of it.
Yes.
But how many owners are getting in front of the camera every single week telling, you know, what, like, I don't.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody. There are some that talk a little bit more than others.
Sure.
Is the media do we wish that he would have talked after the Urban Meyer stuff?
Yeah. I think it would have been a good thing.
Yeah. Because now. Because
you almost had to.
But by the way, this happened last year too. Was it last year? Oh, no, I think it was 2 years. It was 2 years ago. I remember there was a conference call and he had only issued a statement about why Doug and Dave were staying.
Yeah.
But it was only a statement. And so when we got him on a conference call a few weeks later, there was so much to talk about. He had not met the media about Jalen Ramsey. He had not met the media about what might happen with Yannick Ngakoue. He had not met the media about why he brought Dave and Doug back. And you know what else they announced that day? Two games in London.
Yeah, that's right.
And so that's why he was talking. And you only have like 12 minutes and you got to hit all these topics. Mm-hmm. But the point being is we can't make the owner talk. He does not talk a lot. I mean, if you get him a couple times a year, probably pretty lucky. And so it'll be very interesting. There will be a lot to go over at the news conference. And some of us today that continue to talk about this and how this could play out even mentioned that, like, I mean, the head coach part of the story might be like the last part of the story for people in the media.
Yeah.
And even the fan base. Now, I will say this, because I know how this stuff works. Been around it long enough. if they end up with Byron Leftwich and say Adrian Wilson, the fans don't want it. The fans don't even care about the Urban Meyer stuff. The fans don't care as much about why did he carry Trent Baalke all along with this stuff. Because you know why? Because they're like, that's all right. We got what we want. We got Byron Leftwich. We got Adrian Wilson. Now, I'm not saying the media doesn't care about asking those questions and finding out. But the everybody else will be like, yeah, we got, you know, so that there's a huge difference of how this news conference could go. If Baalke's there, if Byron Leftwich is there, if Adrian Wilson's there, versus some of the other options out there.
But I will say this, though. If Baalke is gone, let's say it's Leftwich, he brings in Wilson. If you dwell on how the process went and we get a peek behind the curtain, which we may not get, but if we get a peek behind the curtain of the moves and why it went the way that it did, and it's not an answer that we like, we will still celebrate Byron Leftwich. Yep. We'll still celebrate Wilson, but there will still, I think, be a little scrutiny in the standpoint of, well, why did you do it like that?
Yeah.
Like, you got what you wanted, and Jags, and that's the most important things to fans, and I understand that. But then when the dust settles and the celebration's over, I think a question's going to be asked is, well, why did you take that road to get there in the first place?
Yeah, and I think it's a fair question. I just don't think it will come with the anxiety that it feels like it's coming with right now. And so to that point, Austin, I know the answer to this question. I'm kind of posing it. But should the Jaguars be getting crushed like they are publicly? And I caveat it with this. If they end up with Byron and Adrian Wilson, then what did they miss? Does it matter how we got here?
I think it does, because once again, and I've echoed this, I think if this gets ugly and there's posturing and it's all, and we don't know if it's the root or not. I think it's the root of Trent Baalke here. If that's the reason why, then yeah, I'm going to have to question Shad and his future decisions. I'm going to have to question Shad of what the intentions are and what you think is best for the team. How could I not? Like, I get it. Yeah, I'm going to celebrate like anybody if you get Byron Leftwich and Wilson, because I think that's the best for the team.
Yeah.
I think that's the best for Trevor Lawrence. I think that's the best for the team. So, yes, I would be happy. But what's, like I said before, when my happiness subsides, because it will, then I'm going to be left wondering, like, well, why? Like, what was with this whole Baalke thing then?
Yeah. I guess that's fair, but I think from my standpoint, I also just raised the question of, if you get what you want, then all we're really questioning is this process of how you did everything from the outside perspective. If Shad ends up getting what we think he should do, and what a lot of people around league circles think he should do, get rid of Baalke eventually, no matter if it was a month ago, today, whatever, ends up with one of the top candidates, which we all think Leftwich was in the mix the whole time, ends up with a new GM. And did he really do the process that wrong? Can you do the process wrong if you end up with what not only we think was the best way to go, but the league thinks might be one of the best ways to go? And the fans now believe.
Yeah.
Is the best way to go. So did you really mess up the process?
I think you
or was it just noisy?
No, because I think, yeah, the destination's important, but it's still about how you got there in the first place. So, yeah. I mean, I think so.
Yeah. Well, I like to get ahead of it. You know how sometimes we do that, like the headlines. Like, what will the headlines, what will it feel like?
Sure.
I wonder how we will look. Because I will say this. I almost did this today. I might do this weekend. I don't know if I want to waste this time and do it, but I feel like there were times last year during even the Urban Meyer courtship where we were like, what the hell are they doing?
Yeah.
From this perspective.
Yes.
Right? Not the idea of getting Urban, but what's like, what's taking so long? Why aren't they doing this?
You know what I mean? Okay.
Because remember now, at the time, like, they never named Baalke the GM, right? They named Urban first. So it's not... Right? So we're like, well, why isn't this getting done? It's supposed to be done. What's taking so long? He's dragging his feet. He's going to lose his guy. And if he loses this guy, then he might be losing other guys because there are four other jobs open. Like, believe it or not, we had some of these kind of discussions in a different manner, but we had these discussions last year too. And then by the time it settled down and Urban was the guy and they landed him and you have the press conference, nobody was even talking about it. In fact, we don't even remember it.
But see, that's a different circumstance, though. And this goes back to after that Colts game. It's Trent Baalke, man. He's still here.
Yeah.
I question that. A lot of people question that. We have a right to question that. I don't care if Trent Baalke's fired tomorrow. I don't care if he's here another month, or he might end up being the GM for another year. The point is that I think it's dragged on too long. I think you backed a horse that you shouldn't have backed, and you're still at this point. Now, I don't care about the excuses where you wanted to get questions filtered through in a meeting with an NFL coach. There's other avenues to do that. You could have hired somebody else. You're good for it. You could have brought in whoever you wanted to advise you, to help you find the next head coach, and you went with a guy who you may or may not fire. We shall see, but I don't think it's the right move. So, yeah, that sticks out to me. That's going to last with me. Regardless of if the Jaguars get their guy, if everything pans out, I'm not going to forget. It's going to be tattooed in my memory. It has to be.
Yeah, so it's almost like it doesn't matter how it ends for you. Shad Khan's tattooed in your memory already, it was already for the last 4 weeks.
Yeah. No, don't get misconstrued here.
Really,
no, but don't get it misconstrued, though. It matters what happens because, yeah, if you get Byron Leftwich, I think that's good for the team.
Yeah, yeah.
If you get Wilson, I think that's good for the team. So, yeah, this outcome absolutely matters. My only point, though, is going forward is how can I not then question the decisions coming in from the future from Shad Khan if you're so hell-bent on, you know, keeping Trent Baalke around?
Yeah. Well, by the way, if it ends up being Adrian Wilson, Shad Khan will never say that he was hell-bent on keeping Trent Baalke around.
Well, and I'm still going to question you because Trent Baalke's...
I'm just telling you, he's not going to say. He's not going to get in the press. Oh, yeah, I really thought I was dying on that hill. He's never going to admit
that. And then I'm going to ask you, why'd you keep him around for so long then?
Yeah. And he's going to say as a consultant.
Then I'm going to ask him, why didn't you consult anybody else in this National Football League? There are hundreds of people that you could have ran ideas by. You could have hired anybody you wanted, and you maintained a guy from the Urban Meyer era. And then I'll ask him why.
Yeah.
Put me in the press conference. See, I won't do it. I mean, seriously, I'm not kidding.
You won't do it. I'm not challenging you to do it.
Okay. I think that's a legitimate question.
I think even if Brent can't get us in, I say we just go.
I mean, I think a legitimate question to ask Shad Khan going forward is, what made you keep Trent Baalke for so long? And if he answers the question and says, I wanted to hear from football, you know, consultation, then you ask him, well, why didn't you hire literally anybody else with that in some kind of role? I think that's a fair question.
Yeah, you push him. And then when he starts yelling at you, I'll be like, hey,
don't yell at my friend. He's
going to bounce him out.
And then we'll get banned from the premises.
You know, all I had to do one time was eat lobster bisque in the St. John's River on a yacht, and we wouldn't be here right now, but I'm here.
I'd be like, yeah.
If I just had some, I don't even care any kind of bit. Listen, I am very adamant. I'm not going to sell out. You know, I'm always got the fans back, the players back, yada, yada, yada. You put a hot bowl of a lobster bisque in my face, and I got lobster bisque on the St. John's River tickling my taste buds, tell me I won't sell out. I'll sell out right now. I mean, if we can make that deal right now, if we can get Shad Khan on the line, I know he's busy, we get Shad Khan on the line, or I'll take a phone call from Tony Khan. You want to bring him that yacht right now? You give me a gallon full of warm, toast, you know, tasty lobster bisque? I'll get my motorcycle because I don't have it here. It's chilly, but I'll get back my motorcycle and I'll drive around and I'll wave the Trent Baalke banner. I can be bought. All right, and the currency is lobster bisque. Until that time, I'll ask you the hard questions. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but it wasn't. We didn't have lobster bisque on it. But let's get it. South Beach Garrett.
I want lobster bisque. Though,
South Beach Garrett is a really good chance. It in South Beach, if he was there, is closer to the yacht than we are. Yeah. I don't think it's on the St. John's River right now. What's happening, South Beach Garrett?
Hey, guys, any chance Jim Harbaugh is still in the mix for my Dolphins?
I don't think so. I think Ross, I mean, that'd be pretty bad to go against his word, right? I mean, he basically said, I'm not going to take from Michigan. I'm not going to be the guy to do that.
Yeah, but he could say the agent came to him. He didn't go to the agent.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he too is a billionaire. He can do whatever the hell he wants. But, I mean, that is the one thing about it. I don't think so, South Beach Garrett, to answer your question. I think
so probably Dable's probably the guy, I would guess. Huh?
But I don't know if you should be mad at that, man. I think
seeing
what he did with Josh Allen, I think that'd be pretty good. I think the curious hire for you guys down in Miami would be Mike McDaniels. And not just he might be great, but it's who the hell is he?
Kellen Moore was the other guy you were trying to think of. Right?
Yeah, and Moore has some upside to him. I really believe he does.
I mean, I'll tell you what, though. Stay out of the clubs in South Beach if one of those two guys gets hired because they're getting carded nonstop.
and you better bring
two forms of ID.
What if it turns out to be Darrell Bevell and they retain Baalke? How nuts would the fan base go on Twitter?
Well, listen, you won't sell a ticket. at all. You won't do anything.
Thanks. Have a good weekend, guys.
Yeah, they can't have that.
I love how Southeast is running the show.
I know.
That's okay.
All right.
Will Fuller. Dude.
I wonder if Mike McDaniels would keep Will Fuller.
I'm not going to say anything. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Here's the thing. He did say one. It's Ross, right down in Miami. Isn't that the owner?
We got some dust on those Will Fuller cards. Let me wipe that off. Sorry, go ahead, Brent.
What he makes me think about, and even like the Shad talk, I'm not saying like these guys don't care about the fans or whatever, but they're not listening to this stuff. Like they're not influenced by this stuff. They're not persuaded by these conversations. Like, you know, we discussed earlier in the show, and I said, listen, inside the buildings, like, there's a bubble to it. There are people are listening. They're catching wind of it. I guarantee, and I know of a fact, there's conversation about what's being discussed out here and on the radio, on social media, and the rest. But even the players, I don't believe, like, they're not inundated with it and invested like we are, because partly it's our job, and the fans are because it's their passion. Mm-hmm. And they come from it from a different angle that we can't really relate to. Like, I've always been intrigued by that. I've always been intrigued by the fact that you guys had a 24-hour rule, and by Tuesday, if I asked you about the game, you'd be like, what game? Who are we playing next week?
On to the
like,
next one.
You know, it's like, that doesn't make sense in my world, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense in the fans' world. What I'm trying to say is they are not seeing this stuff like 18 hours a day and living and breathing it like we all are. And so even in a Miami situation, He's not concerned about it. It's not just Shad. It's like those guys, they're not concerned about it. I mean, listen, if Jerry Jones was super concerned about it, don't you think he would have got rid of McCarthy already?
Yeah.
Right?
Probably.
I mean, I would assume. I wasn't in Dallas, but I know the rest of the world wanted McCarthy out after that playoff game. And a lot of people wonder why even McCarthy was hired.
Yeah, but then wouldn't you want Kellen Moore out, though, too? It's Kellen Moore's idea. Draw was Kellen Moore's idea, and Mike McCarthy okayed.
Yeah, I'm not even saying it's the one player. You getting us far enough, you know, it's the discipline, it's everything else.
Okay.
I think the difference is, like, what I would be thinking if I'm Jerry Jones is Kellen Moore or even a Dan Quinn, if we let one of those guys go, are they Sean Payton? Because that's what happened to Dallas in the past, you know?
Sure.
So,
well, they randomly just, like, there was in the SportsCenter update, so yesterday it was just randomly running that Mike McCarthy's coming back. Like, Jerry Jones said it for no reason.
Yeah, he did say it, yeah.
So, obviously, there's something at least there.
Finally confirmed it. But I think that's my point, is, like, he wasn't reacting. He wasn't reactionary. And if there is one guy that would be reactionary to how everybody's thinking, I feel like it would be Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And so these guys just live in a different space than us. Sometimes it's unfortunate. You wish they would kind of live in our space, maybe not to the degree we all take it, but to listen a little bit, because I don't think we're wrong about a lot of this stuff. Yeah. Like, I'm not telling you how to run your business or run your organization, but there's been enough smoke around a guy like Balky and other things that you should be on alert. You should know. And it's still, to me, that's why I feel the way I feel. I think that Shad Khan has learned through talking to the league that he knows what the league feels about Balky. Everybody feels about Balky. Now, is he willing to, even if he thought, didn't know all that stuff or didn't feel all that same stuff, is he willing to go in a different direction? Like I said, I still think that's up to the next head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, but we will find out.
So we'd be just curious if Shad was Jim Irsay. Because Jim Irsay's on Twitter.
Yep.
Would that be better? Like, would people be happier if Shad was Jim Irsay? As in, he's on Twitter. Not that he's actually him physically.
No, I know. I just
Because you're telling me what you're saying is like it's perceived that like Irsay feels what the fans are saying, right?
Yeah. I mean, you could make that argument. Like, hey, if you're on Twitter, you could see it.
Yeah, I get that. Like, listen, I mean, Irsay apparently was really pissed off at how that.
Oh, yeah.
Last game went, you know, like that's a real thing. Yes. And I think because he thinks like a fan a little bit sometimes, right? And like Jerry Jones thinks like a fan sometimes. I'm not sure Shad thinks like a fan sometimes. I'm not sure if he has that element.
Yeah.
But I will say that doesn't mean it doesn't get back to him, because I think Tony has that in him a little bit. I think Tony sees that pulse. So listen, Tony is on social media.
Well, it's
so Tony knows what everybody's saying. He has the pulse of what's going on outside. Tony Khan has that, can share that. How much that's factored in, well, that's a different story. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes, right?
No, but Tony, I mean, one of his other ventures is literally having your finger on the pulse of the fan base,
yeah,
of wrestling fans, where if you don't, then you're not successful. So I definitely think Tony gets it and understands it. Now, how much say does he have? You know, it is what it is. I just think from the spot of Jim Irsay, though, Casey, why I kind of, you know, scrunched a little bit, because I don't want to see Shad Khan in the weight room talking to Jaguars fans with 315 on the bar on the bench press, give a speech, and then not lift the weight. Because that's what Jim Irsay did. I take you back to about 2 years ago when Jim Irsay was doing like this, some kind of hype video to get the fans in Indianapolis to go to the game, and he had 315 on the bar. And I watched the minute 20 duration of the video because I'm like, holy crap, he's going to lift this thing. Spoiler alert, he just stood over it, never lifted it.
That's fair.
Because he probably couldn't.
That was a recent Jim Irsay, right?
That was like 2 years ago, I think.
But because there is a picture floating around or a video floating around that he used to lift back in the day. Like, used to be a power lifter of sorts or something. Was that a real video? Did you see that?
No. I've heard.
What? I got to look this up now.
Yeah.
But at least to your point, I haven't seen a video of Shad Khan saying go to the games.
Yeah.
There is a disconnect there.
Oh, I think there is. I think there's. It's different. It's certainly different. I'm not saying he's the only one that treats it like that, though. You know? I think we have different styles of owners, and I think there's no doubt about that. We'll be back. Action Sports Shacks on ESPN 690, NBA Slam Poetry. What's Austin got in store today?
Some vibes.
Maybe we're still Byron Leftwich into it.
We got some vibes.
We'll be back on ESPN 690. We need some vibes.
Man, it was mind-blowing. You know, I was taking my little pregame nap, and my girl, my daughter, just woke me up and said, you're a starter. Not that I was dreaming for a second. I was like, what's going on? But, you know, it was a good way to, you know, learn that I made the, you know, an all-star. And I'm thankful. You know, I've been putting in a lot of work. And, you know, I found a home here. And hopefully I can keep it going. You know, hopefully it's not the last one. Hopefully we keep going this year. We win a title. You know, that's the next step.
It's Andrew Wiggins.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well done.
Okay. I'm better at this than Pac-Man right now.
Sometimes you're locked in, man.
Your NBA All-Star starter, Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Over Luka Doncic.
By the way, Andrew Wiggins is supposed to be unbelievable, right? Like everybody else come hyped up.
Oh, yeah,
right,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
All this, like, the next guy. And it's been a little bit of a road to get here. Now, it hasn't been a disaster for Wiggins, right? But he was in Minnesota with all those guys that underachieved. Like, that was an underachieving team that was supposed to really take off.
Yeah.
And he was part of that.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And so now he's in Golden State, and they needed to lean on him a little. He actually has done really well, obviously, all-star starter, but better than they thought. And he needed to a little bit because Klay Thompson was out, and so it really helped Golden State early on.
But wasn't also asked to be the man, I feel like, in Golden State.
That might
help. Like in Minnesota, I mean, it was kind of, you know, it was KT, and it was also him. But, like, I even feel like Karl-Anthony Towns, while he's a tremendous player, like, I think, you know, in terms of, like, the captain, the leader, I don't know if he's got that built in him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
it's different guys. I mean, you know that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think there are some guys that can play in New York and some guys can't.
Yeah.
Right, and this is a mental game.
I mean, it's
everything's a mental game.
Well, yeah, and you kind of got a little feel for that. Remember with the whole Jimmy Butler thing when he went at the Timberwolves in practice?
Oh, yeah.
And Wiggins, I think, was a big part of that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that kind of shows you, like, how Jimmy Butler felt about him and maybe Karl-Anthony Towns, where he wanted out, you know, and the story goes, in case you don't know, Jimmy Butler got in, like, 6 a.m., called everybody in and said, we're going to scrimmage. Butler took all the bench players, played against the other starters, and supposedly they just whooped on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the mental side of that is really interesting for even those kind of guys, because you feel like, well, they got to be mentally tough and all this stuff to get there. But
yeah,
it can be a lot of demons. It can be you get scrutinized. When you get scrutinized, that can get in your own head.
Yeah.
And we see it all the time. We see it in every single sport. And you feel bad because then that's how wasted talent happens. So what's cool about the Andrew Wiggins story is he might have been able to get through some of that, whatever that is. I mean, I'm not saying he really had issues from a mental standpoint, but he just didn't get the most out of his game for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And now here he is on the other side because he's got obviously a bunch of talent.
Yeah.
But how many guys fizzle out that's got a bunch of talent, you know? I mean, that's So nice little success story, Andrew Wiggins. How old is he now? Probably like 25. He's still like he was a kid when he got in the ancient. That's what's weird about these
25,
guys.
Ancient now.
26.
26.
Good call, bro.
He's got plenty of time to be good.
He was out of Duke. Oh, no, he's Kansas or Duke?
Don't worry. I still have the Wikipedia up. Kansas.
You were going to say something else.
Yeah, I was leaning towards something else.
I know you were. It's all right. I had to call you out on that.
I didn't think it was Kansas.
Yeah.
Kansas.
All right, well.
Let's go. You ready?
NBA Slam Poetry.
We have this nice background. Straight out of the 1980s.
Session number 4, Casey. Is Casey not the best club promoter in town?
He's
here in terms
terrific.
Of Slam Poetry Club?
It's just Austin Lane. Club ESPN 690. Can we put that on? We're going to have to add that to it.
Austin Lane and the Vibe Vindicators are back. Well, and I told Casey this too last week. Brent, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to buy a black turtleneck, and we're taking this thing on the road. we're going to go to an open mic some night, and you're going to be there snapping away and going the whole time. And it's going to be a thing. Hope you're ready for that.
I got to make sure my snappy fingers are ready because right. A little sweaty.
No, hey.
Sweaty palms here.
Prime that pump, man. That's are right. The fingers good?
I'm good.
How's the ooms? How's the ooms?
Oh, yeah. I'm
Casey?
I'm ooms up.
How are the ooms? How are the fingers, Casey?
Good.
All right, let me make sure this bongo drums in tune. Sounds like a Coke can, but it's all good. All right, here we go.
All right. Good start.
NBA Slam Poetry, session number 4. NBA Slam Poetry, back again. Call them toasted vibes with the fire that I spit. Somebody better check on the Sacramento Kings. Is their controller dead, or did they just quit? Horrible team. Horrible team. In terms of underachieving, you got the Raptors, Hawks, and Knicks. They're not playing great. Also, how are you going to call yourself the Pacers when you let the Hornets drop 158? Play some defense? All-star teams got announced, surprising some like a blue shell from Mario Kart. Casey, am I right? How do the Suns have the best record in the league and none of those guys got the start? Let's go ahead and start Wiggins. Makes a lot of sense. Bucks have been cooling off, disappointing like my high school car, a White Eagle Talon. I'm whispering because I don't want you knowing I'm a fan of a team that's got Grayson Allen. Hey, just a little... Just a little. Man, he's got to relax. He can't shoot. Man, he's got to relax. He can shoot the three, but he's also stepping on shoes. Bro, please humble yourself. You look like a variant of Ted Cruz. Okay. Drop field. Drop back for the 4th straight time. Somebody pitch me. This can't be real. First all-star team bringing tears to my eyes. I love talking about my dude. I hope the syndicate ain't tired. By the way, I meant tears of joy. Not like tears of sad ones when Brent's gonna get it when Balky gets fired. Playing with me? Playing with me? Casey, they're playing with me, man. I caught a vibe. Sorry, man. I caught a vibe. Sorry, everybody. My bad. Sorry.
Can't fight his next fight. Pull the hammy.
That deserves 10 bangs of the bongo drum. All right. I lost my spot here. If you're a Magic fan, I'm sorry. Let me go ahead and buy you a beer. Hey, check me out. I'm a wizard from Washington. 35 point lead. Abracadabra. It's disappeared. Blew a 35 point lead last night. And I'm starting to think that no one likes Ben Simmons. It's like it's the office and he's a Toby. Hey, on the realest vibe possible though, never forget, rest in peace, the Black Mamba they called Kobe. Mm-hmm. And this has been Slam Poetry. I think I'm having a heart attack, volume 4. And I'm not really having a heart attack, but John Morant, congratulations on the first All-Star Game, Racer Nation, stand up. And Grayson Allen, stop hurting people. That one hurt well me, done. Brent. That one hurt me, man, because he's from Jacksonville, and I trained with him.
I saw him trending, and I was like, oh, no, who'd he trip?
For all the right reasons, I'm sure. Yeah. It was Caruso. You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Caruso's out, too, by the way.
And not only that, then you get Billy D hammering him, too, right?
Yeah. No one's...
So no one's support. By the way, Grayson's found himself a nice little home there, too, and he's played pretty good basketball,
he's
right?
He's playing great. Yeah, it's just, you know...
Signed like a 2-year, $20 million deal?
Yeah. It's just, it's hard, though, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to be a fan when... You know,
I don't know if we've ever had a player like that from the area that is like, it's tough because you want to root for guys from around here. I mean, in my experience with Grayson, have all been great. I think a lot of people speak really highly of Grayson.
Sure.
But between the tripping and some of this stuff where everybody gets after him.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, can I interest you to Tim Tebow, Brent? Not for the dirty play, but just for the other stuff,
that's
right?
True, people polarizing. Get on top of him. Yeah, I guess Tebow would be.
Yeah.
Tebow, yeah, from a. I'm not sure, though. When you see, like, the Grayson Allen stuff going, mm-hmm. are there people that are supporting him as well? Is it polarizing? Or it just feels like this flood of, like, you know?
I mean,
it's a lot of that.
Yeah.
I never seen one person with a retweet says, you know what, Grayson Allen, like the guy. Never once. And every time he's trending, I click on it.
It is, frankly, it's really one of the oddest things going. I mean, it's an odd deal.
You know, and listen, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I trained with him one time. I'm sure he's a great dude, you know, from what you hear. But, like, remember the whole Ndamukong Suh thing when he was, for a while, like, the dirtiest player?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I met Ndamukong Suh. And I always say this, like, he was born in the wrong era. If he would have been born in the 60s or 70s, he would have been celebrated.
Yeah.
You know, I think sometimes emotion gets the best of you, and it is what it is. But, like, from an off-the-field perspective, I may have never met a smarter, more just intellectual, gifted player than Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah.
Guy's very bright.
Well, I think what you just said about, like, throwback in a different era would work, that foul would have been fine in the mid-80s.
Oh, sure.
No, seriously. Like, I mean, there were a ton of those like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not allowed today. It's not cool today.
Probably would have knocked Larry Bird out.
No, Larry Bird would have fouled and then fought Grayson Allen.
TK. Oh, yeah.
You watch. Go look at Larry Bird. He fouled some guys like that.
Oh, yeah?
Are those videos on YouTube?
Absolutely they are.
Okay.
Probably on Super 70 Sports.
How are you going to foul someone like that with those shorts like you have them? There's no way. You don't have the mobility to foul somebody like that.
It just depends if he's multi-personality, Larry Bird, left-handed guy or right-handed guy. Which one are we going
for? Left-handed layups, we're all really impressed, Larry.
We'll be back. Action Sports Jacks on ESPN 690. We're exhausted. Let's open up some football conference.
Thank you. It's the best part of the day.
My gosh. It's been a long week.
Yeah.
Roller coaster ride. Please stop. We'll be back. All right, it's time to open some football cards. Looks like our man DJ Delphonic.
Oh, man.
He got you.
I'm not even mad.
No, it's great.
I'm impressed.
It's fantastic.
I'm impressed. And he's not wrong.
Hey, Casey.
Yes, sir.
Are stickers worth anything coming out of the Panini football box? I feel like I just opened up a box of Cracker Jacks.
No, sir.
What are those? What are you, stickers?
It looks like they're stickers. I didn't want to open them, though.
Oh, I think those are like, that's like for like the tracking stuff. Like, you know, you can track the box or whatever. You know, it's like everyone, it's like, yeah.
I got you.
I forgot what they call it.
This is the first time that we've had this much time to do cards, and we have 8 cards total to open.
Yeah, that's all right.
You should have got us another box, Brent.
Yeah, no, what have you been doing?
You
been busy? Seems like you've been playing a lot of Pac-Man.
A lot of Pac-Man.
All right. The crazy thing is, like, I really haven't been that busy, but I'm being held hostage. Can't go far. I, like, go jump in the shower, and I'm like, oh, crap. Better hurry up.
Yeah.
You never know. Phone might ring.
So, I mean, how often are you hitting the refresh button?
Pretty often, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty often.
Yeah.
I do think, like, I know this. If something were to break and I'm in the middle of the Pac-Man game and I just don't want to look down on my phone, I'll get, like, 3 or 4 texts, like, at one time, and then it'll raise my attention.
You know what's going on, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it sounds like we should need to text him a couple times at the same time and back.
Hey, by the way, if this happened the other day, and I was really kind of upset, Steph had left, and I was playing Pac-Man. I was kind of, like, a few in, and she's like, yeah, the AC guy's coming over, you know, for a tune-up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, if I'm, like, rocking and rolling in this game, and knock on the door, I'm not leaving the game, like, if I'm getting close. And I actually was doing well, but I wasn't far enough along when the knock on the door came.
Yeah.
So I had to die and just let it go. That's the one thing. There's 2 things I don't get about Pac-Man if I could change.
Yep.
Why can't you pause it?
Yep.
Right? Like, you can't pause it.
Because, you know, it's from, like, this
40s.
80s, yeah.
I know. Can 70s. We get an upgrade?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, literally, talking video games is money, but you're talking about a video game that's like from the 70s, 80s.
I know. It's great. It's fantastic.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's great for you.
And then the other thing is, I get so bored with the first two boards of the game. Like, I'm just like, give me 25,000 points and just get me to the third one.
Does the fruit and food items get crazier as you go up? Yeah it does. So, like, what have you gotten to? Or have you gotten through everything then gone again?
That's what I'm going. So you go to the banana. The banana is the
big one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you just hope, then they just throw other ones at you along the way.
Ah, I gotcha.
And you hope to get the banana.
There's a pretzel, right?
Because the way it's pretzel. Yeah,
I know pretzel.
Pretzel, peach, strawberry, peach, cherry.
Yeah. I gotcha.
I have not played enough Pac-Man.
If... You know, the thing about it is I started off playing. I was like, I want to just clear as many boards as I can. But then I was like, wait, this is about points.
About the high score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now I got to wait on the ghosts, and now I got to get the
waiting
banana.
On the ghosts.
But, so anyway.
You ever watch that Pac-Man
I got 104,
documentary?
000, see if you guys can beat that. If you can, come talk to me.
You ever watch that documentary about those two guys who are trying to get the perfect score and race to it?
I've seen it, but I haven't. I've seen it out there. I haven't seen it.
Though. Okay. Okay, good. I'm glad you haven't seen it. Because if you've seen that and not There Will Be Blood.
Yes. Maybe
then,
I'll watch.
Then There Will Be Blood.
Maybe I'll watch it because There Will Be Blood could be an appropriate way to term what's going on in Jacksonville right now.
I mean, listen. hey, Brent, if you have some time this weekend, I recommend it. But... It's a movie that you can't really look at yourself on a lot because you're going to be so drawn to Daniel Day-Lewis and his opposite cohort in Paul Dano that you don't have time to look at yourself on because you're going to be so enthralled.
This would be my first Daniel Day-Lewis movie if I ever do see this.
Man, you're missing out, Brent.
Hey, 2020, Select Blaster Break.
Yep.
Live.
Yep.
On ESPN 690.
Raw and cut unfiltered.
You're live on ESPN 690. Raw.
Yep.
Uncut.
Yep.
Why don't I just copy and paste this?
You know, it'd be easier.
Unfiltered.
Do we have any other words that are simminent? What? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I got you. Yeah, I mean, I'm horrible at English, too.
Davoli's House of Cards down there in St. John's County. That's where I pick them up, baby. We're going to go do a show down there. Just open cards the whole show.
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea.
That would be good.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
All right.
Listen, we're tired of the Jag stuff. We're opening football cards. Right. I want Trevor Lawrence.
Let's go ahead and milk this out for 6 minutes.
One. Man, how funny would that be, first card?
We don't need to milk it.
Let's milk this out for 6 minutes. We only got one pack.
6 minutes?
No. Listen, this is a lesson learned.
5 minutes,
Mark,
4 minutes?
This is a lesson learned. Mark down at Davoli's House of Cards. Next time I get a pack, I need more packs.
Yeah.
Like, the box of cards per pack is not enough.
Also, you need more top loaders.
Already? I just gave you a bunch.
Listen, I'm going to be clear. I'll pay you every time for top loaders. Not a problem.
I just dropped you off a bunch.
Hey, Brent, we're pulling bangers.
Every time you go, get a thing of top loaders, and I'll pay you for them.
I mean, what do you expect? We're pulling bangers.
But that is true. Now my top loaders are being doubled.
Yeah. I'm pulling autographs.
How many cards outside of this show are you pulling a week?
Oh, jeez. These things are flying. I'm sorry.
A lot.
How many, seriously?
Not that many.
You're addicted.
No, it's not that. It's not really that many. Okay. I just have a bunch that should have been top loaded and aren't.
I guess.
So I'm like catching up.
So basically, you stole the top loaders.
Stole the top loaders.
The top loaders are sitting here.
Okay. All right, what you got?
Jake Fromm rookie card.
Trent Baalke.
No, Jake Fromm rookie card. Joshua Kelly rookie card. Man.
That's the wrong Charger.
Not good.
Joshua Kelly, UCLA, right?
I mean, this guy's a Hall of Famer. It's hey, I think we have a die cut, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hall of Famer. Is he Hall of Famer? Troy Polamalu?
Yeah,
he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Troy Polamalu, does that do anything for you, Casey?
Not really.
No bang?
No.
Nope.
Yeah, one more, right?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Nope. Josh Allen. The Bills Josh Allen.
No.
But it's a die cut. Wait.
That doesn't do any good?
Wait. It's
not a zebra, right?
It's hollow. It might be. It's hollow.
Is it white and black? I can't really see it.
It's
the color.
It's
looks like it's red and blue.
Oh, dude, I think I got a zebra, though, for Jake Fromm.
Show me.
I mean, I don't know. You're saying zebra. Like, I know what you're talking about. It's white and black.
No,
okay.
Move on.
All right. Moving on. All right, Brent. Hopefully you can bring us home.
He eyed that one pretty
it's
good.
It's going to be the worst weekend ever.
Bradley Chubb.
It's going to be cold this weekend, too.
Austin Jackson. How does Austin Jackson play for Miami?
I don't know who he is.
Pretty good. He's a tackle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let me just check the stats.
I don't know. Yeah, he's a tackle, Brent.
I don't know. Turbocharged.
Oh.
Select Saquon Barkley. What's that?
Nothing.
Saquon Barkley?
Yeah.
Casey, nothing turbocharged?
We move on?
We move on.
Larry Fitzgerald.
We prosper for... Well, that's a... I mean, it's cool.
I wonder if, like, maybe Byron Leftwich could bring Larry Fitzgerald as his receivers coach.
That would be cool.
That would be nuts.
That would be good.
I told you, listen to him talk on Monday Night Football with Peyton and Eli. Yeah,
you loved him.
Break down that offense with Sean McVay. Yeah, I like that a lot.
All right, that was disappointing.
Yeah, not what?
The whole week has been freaking disappointing. We have a
this
head coach.
If we're going to the weekend, this is it? We're done?
That was it.
Yeah.
Never mind. Did we do anything good on that poll in this box? We had the Burrow.
I told you, we pulled the Burrow.
Burrow, right?
We made your money back.
That was pretty good, yeah.
If that's the route we're going, yeah.
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 That's fair enough. Yeah. I'm okay with breaking even.
No, we're doing okay. Listen, it was just 2 days ago, so nobody really
let's
remember.
See what this whiskey's talking about back here. I mean, that was disappointing, Brent. No.
So to this point, what's been your favorite product we've opened here? Ugh. We got Chronicles. We got Mosaic. We just did Select.
I think those first ones that we opened were some bangers. I mean,
that was
they're
the
bangers.
Russ.
The Don Russes were.
Yeah.
The Don Russes.
Were some hitters.
I actually think I like the Chronicles because I thought there was a higher percentage chance of us getting something good.
So, yeah.
I don't like the duds.
Well, yeah.
Like,
no,
I don't want to just throw away a card.
We don't need
like
Jake
Austin
Fromm.
Jackson.
So, so here's the thing with the Chronicles. They're worth less because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
It's like all rookies. So that's why pulling a Burrow out of, like, Select or something is more, that card would be more valuable than, like, a Chronicles Burrow.
I got you.
But for our purposes, where we just want to pull the good players.
Yeah, we want to bang.
Then maybe go that route.
Yeah,
or, now hear me out on this, you just pick up some National Treasures.
What is it?
What
national treasures?
Yeah.
What's the going price
Text
on those?
Text me that, and I'll remember it for the next time.
Well, hang on. What's the going price on those?
Does it matter? You're not paying.
That's a good point.
National
Treasures.
All right. Davoli's House of Cards, I go.
We're
next
coming
week
for you.
For what is it? National Treasures.
Yep.
Check that Venmo account one last time.
Record his face when you say you want National Treasures.
Check that Venmo account one last time. Get us some National Treasures.
We'll see where the crypto's at next week. I leave you with this as we head into the weekend and we don't know what's going on with the Jags. Was Dilla right? Maybe we'll find out.
Wasn't wrong.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Action Sports Jacks on ESPN 690. Have fun watching the football. See you all weekend. CBS 47, Fox 30 as well.